This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. One of the most influential education nonprofits in North Texas has a new leader. Byron Sanders, who's 34 and grew up in southern Dallas, takes over Big Thought. It's an organization focused on merging education and the arts to forge a creative path for kids. Byron Sanders, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Really happy to be here.
Now, your personal story is pretty unusual in the education nonprofit world. You grew up in southern Dallas and graduated from a private school, Green Hill. Mm-hmm. How did you navigate those two very different worlds?
I know, right? That is the reason why I would say this is kind of my dream job. It's the perfect intersection of passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. It's because of those early experiences that I had growing up. When I grew up in southern Dallas, I went to Dallas ISD schools. And, you know, my youngest years, Adele Turner, Oak Cliff, you know, but growing up, there were some things at home that were, that weren't always ideal. Like I grew up in a home where I witnessed abuse. Mm-hmm. My outlet was in out of school time activities, was in being able to go to theater and live that life and to be in track and field and Odyssey of the Mind, all these different experiences that my mother chose to give me. And then I met a mentor in middle school who told me about this place called Green Hill. Mm-hmm. I went up and I visited and I'm taking a tour. There's this nice kid who's, you know, leading me down this sidewalk. Then a peacock walks by. I'm like, what kind of magical land where they have peacocks meandering about? Right. So I know what the kids who grow up in southern Dallas are dealing with. And I know what I got when I went to private school. And I believe that we can create a world where you don't have to live in a certain zip code in order to get both of those experiences. We need to expand opportunities, so it doesn't really matter where you grow up.
Let's talk about the opportunity gaps and what you saw in your youth and how that plays out now that you're in charge of this nonprofit.
For me, growing up in southern Dallas, there weren't a lot of programs just out and about that we could go to and find to have these really cool experiences.
Right, right.
My mother had to be very resourceful to find them. A lot of our kids don't necessarily have that opportunity. We, Big Thought, have to go to them. We meet people where they are.
You went to SMU where you were clearly an achiever and headed toward great things, but the fraternity you joined was shut down after a hazing incident where a student was forced to drink gallons of water and you were kicked out of school. You ultimately graduated from Tulsa. How did that change the course of your life?
I am immensely blessed to have had an opportunity to live and to learn over that period of time. It's one of the reasons why I am so grateful for other people pouring into my life. Going through that experience, the people at SMU and the people at University of Tulsa, they were the ones who gave me a new lease. It's also why I connect so much with our kids, because you don't always do the right thing. You don't always make the right choices or the right decisions in life. People fall. People make mistakes, right? But for me, because there was someone who was willing to listen to my story and hear the full depth and the nuance, mm-hmm. and also see my sincerity in the degree to which I had more to give to life. They didn't write me off. President Gerald Turner with Southern Methodist University, we met several years later, right? I graduate, I come back, I'm living all this new life. Mm-hmm. He was checking on me the whole time when I was up there. When I came back, I told him about everything that I'd been doing. I told him about the quarter-life crisis that I had when I decided to step into the mission related path.
Because when you came out of school, you were kind of headed to finance.
Right? Yeah, I was in pharmaceuticals when I first came out of school. And President Turner, after I told him what life was like, they did something that he hadn't done before. My record was expunged and they welcomed me back into the SMU family. That doesn't happen without other people. There's a lot of people who knew that I still had a lot left to give to this world and society. And that's absolutely where our kids are. A lot of the same ones that might be written off, they have a lot more left to give, and we just have to give them that opportunity.
So the name of the organization is Big Thought. That's a big responsibility for somebody in the CEO's chair. What's your big thought?
What we want to do is to be able to prepare our kids, not just for today, but for tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is looking very different than tomorrow used to look 20
right.
years ago,
right?
There's a bit of this element of the create economy The Department of Labor says 65% of our kids today are going to be working in jobs that do not yet exist. How do you prepare a child for a world that you can't even envision yourself? Well, what you do is you empower them with a skill set of using creativity to create, to be on the front edge of that economy. That's the big idea.
Byron Sanders, CEO of Big Thought, congrats on the new job and thanks for taking the time.
I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.